I know that you have a bleeding disorder and yes. your mom has yep. a bleeding disorder. Can you tell me what those are?
My mother was originally diagnosed with von Willebrand's in the 70s. We've since found out that it's not necessarily von Willebrand's. It may very well be the same platelet storage pool disorder that I have. I was diagnosed with platelet storage pool disorder, specifically an issue with the delta granules. Not necessarily too few of them, but they don't function properly. With my mother, I grew up with her. Obviously, there weren't a lot of treatments back in the 70s. They called it von Willebrand's, but any time that she needed to go in for treatment, because there weren't factors available then, she'd get whole blood or platelets. And that's just how we grew up. She sprung a nosebleed, go to the hospital, get platelets, get your nose packed. That was the most common occurrence.
How often did that happen?
Oh, God. Seemed like it happened at least once a month.
From, like, what age?
As far back as I can remember.
Okay. How did you feel about it?
It was always frightening. You know, when your mother comes out and you're a little kid and she's covered in blood, you know, on her nose. But then what was even, you know, even more unnerving was when she would come home and her nose would be packed. And I don't think unless you've experienced a nasal packing, really just how much goes into it. And then because she was a single mom later on, she'd have to take us with her to the hospital to get these things done or to get them removed. So we'd get to witness everything, you know, from the packing process to the removal of the packing. So it was, you know.
Can you tell me what's involved in nasal packing?
It's literally a lot of gauze pushed up into the nasal cavity and into the sinuses, more than you could imagine would be physically capable of fitting up in that area.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she had to have that done like once a month.
All the time.
That sounds really scary.
It was.
Did you know at the time that this was because she has von Willebrand disease, or?
I knew the word and I knew that it was connected. I knew that my mom bled. From as far back as I can remember, I knew my mother had von Willebrand's. Didn't know what that meant for me, but I knew that she had that. And I don't recall her ever saying, look, you need to remember that I have this. If something happens to me, tell them. We just did. We just knew. You know, and the nosebleeds were just the most common thing. There were many other bleeds, many other complications that were far worse than that. That were, you know, quite traumatic.
Like what?
The one that I remember most, she had spent time in the hospital several weeks because she had had a full hysterectomy, a radical hysterectomy, they called it, where they, you know, essentially cut her open and took everything. And because she was slow to heal, because she had bleeding, because she required so many transfusions, they kept her there for several weeks. And then when she came home, the very day she came home, I remember her being extremely pale and extremely weak, and she had made herself these long nightgowns so that she wouldn't have to wear the hospital stuff all the time, because she had planned for this hysterectomy, and she knew she would be there for a while. So she'd made these really thin, gauzy, old-fashioned-looking nightgowns, and she was wearing one. And she hemorrhaged, you know, she hemorrhaged, and it was so bad. I wasn't there when it actually occurred. I had come back. I was 5 or 6, maybe. I had come back, and I had seen her, spent some time with her, but I had gone over to a friend's house, and my sister was there. And as my mother and my sister tell it, she was just sitting there and all of a sudden she knew she was bleeding and she looked and there was just, you know, blood all over her. And my sister had to, you know, back then we had the dial telephones. You dial 0 and you end up with a local operator. There was no 911 system back then. And they had to send an ambulance to come and get her. And they took her back to the hospital and she was there for a couple of months.